All right. So, Achrei Mos Kadoshim. So we are, yeah, that's where we are. So, see, there's so much in both parshios. So we're just going to focus on a very, very specific piece. But there's a lot to say about everything here, but we can't do that because we don't have time for all of the things that are in both parshios. But after in parshas Achrei Mos, all of the halachos of Yom Kippur, basically how the Kohen goes through the Avodah. So we then shift into Parshat Kedoshim, which you would think, by the way, has like a whole lot of halachas about how to be like, go to the mikvah and be super spiritual and I don't know what, how to sit quietly and speak to Hashem. And it's not about that. It's about like a lot of interpersonal issues. That's what Kedoshim is mainly about. And we'll get to, it's not only, but a lot of that. And one of them is a very, very well traveled and taught halacha, which we're not going to talk about halachically, but we'll talk about, well, maybe a little bit actually, but mainly the concept, and that is the mitzvah of Yahavta Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's just get a little context, just because I didn't want to quote one pasuk. But hi, Rona. Nice to see you. You are marked late. That's okay. Okay, so that's a joke. Okay, take a look, source number one. Lo sasu avel b'mishpat, don't do, miscarriages of justice. Lo sisa p'nei dal, lo sedar p'nei gadol. If you're a judge, you shouldn't, give favor to the rich guy and not to the poor guy or to the guy you know better or to the person that you know since high school, right? Rather, b'tzedek tishmor adam asecha. You should rather judge people, with justice, equally. Fine. Lo silich rechil b'amecha. Don't tell tales about people, meaning don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't stand by when your brother's blood is being spilled. Ani Hashem. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Go give rebuke to your fellow Jew when necessary. But don't carry a sin on you. Just by the way, as an aside, it's very, very... People love Hochech Tochichas HaMisecha. They love that one, right? To give other people Musar. But the Pasuk ends with Lo Sisal of Chet. And why does it say that? Why those two pieces put together? This is a total aside. Because you're only supposed to give Tochacha if a person can actually hear it and do something with it. If it's something that won't be heard and won't be appreciated and it's going to turn them away, then Tisal of Chet, then you're going to carry a sin on you. So people sometimes forget that there's two parts to that pasuk, because it's just an aside point. But people say, yeah, you should tell the people, da-da-da. Like, well, if that's going to help, if it's going to push them away, then tisal of chet, now you just push people away from your nishkai. So be very careful when you give tochacha how to do it, because if you do it the wrong way, there's a consequence to pay. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Today we're here to talk about the next pasuk. Lo sikom v'lo sitoras b'nei amecha. Do not take vengeance against people from your nation. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. You should love, translate that one. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha.
To your reya, your neighbor.
You should love to your neighbor like yourself.
Right.
That's how you translate it, right? You should love to your neighbor like yourself.
Technically,
well, we always say love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Is that what it says?
That's not what it says.
You should love to your neighbor. That's what it says, right? Love doesn't make sense in English, so we have to understand what that means. And ends the pasuk, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem.
No discussion.
What's the
drop
next
the mic.
After that?
Yeah.
We would like to know what the next pasuk is after. Is that a summary of the whole thing, and it ends with Ani Hashem, or is Ani Hashem directly?
Well, by the way, it's Ani Hashem before that also.
Yeah, was that again? I saw.
Good thing we brought context. Uh-huh. Right, this is not the only pasuk in this series that says Ani Hashem at the end, because we're going to talk about the Ani Hashem point. Vayikra Yud Tes, right?
I feel like the idea of Hashem was like a parent saying,
Because I said so. I should have brought Rashi. Usually Rashi notes when it says Ani Hashem, it's either I know what's in your heart. A lot of times Rashi will say that, or it says Ne'eman L'Shalem Schar. I'm Hashem, I'm the one who can make sure that you get rewarded for this. Like if you're nervous that no one's going to know, I'll know. Right? Or if you're nervous and no one's going to know, I'll know, right? In two different ways, right? So the positive and the negative. Ani Hashem. Oh, first of all, what's the next pasuk? It's halachas of kilayim. Don't take put animals together that don't go together. Don't make sure to bring your suit in to get checked before you get it tailored. Right? There's nothing. There's no in the Hashem, and it's a totally different now. There's so many. Seems to be disparate. Halacha is just like lined up right next to each other. Ben on the Chavera.
What's the translation of Pasuk Tezayin exactly?
Tezayin, don't be a talebearer within your nation, and don't stand by your brother's blood. I am God.
So you could say one is like something, what does that mean literally?
If someone's being beat up.
Right, so you shouldn't stand by. You should
step in.
Right?
You should step in.
One's a quantification, right? You could quantify. You could see somebody standing by and doing nothing.
Right.
But the other one is something only God would really know how you're.
After Recha Kamocha. Yes.
Neighbor.
Yes.
Now I was trying to tie.
But both have Ani Hashem.
Right.
Right.
I'm saying one is.
Well, let's see what Ani Hashem is. Hold on. This is a good question. Ani Hashem. Okay, when it comes to Lo Samad Adam Riachad, ends with Ani Hashem Ne'eman L'Shalem Schar. I'm the one who can pay you dividends. Then Ne'eman L'Hi Parah, and I can pay you either way. I can pay you when you do the right thing, and I can pay you back if you do the wrong thing. Meaning, Lo Samad Adam Riachad could happen. Maybe now Lo Samad Adam Riachad could happen privately. Someone's Chalila having a heart attack, and you do nothing. You don't call 911.
It reminds me of Cain and Hevel.
Hashom Rachi Anochi.
Before then, the blood of your brother.
Blood is after that. Yes. Dam Achicha. Yes.
What'd you do?
Good. So he killed him. But yeah. Right. But because his response was Hashom Rachi Anochi, am I my brother's keeper? The answer is yes, you are. Right. So the Ani Hashem seems to be. I'm glad you asked this, Jenny. This is a good point because I didn't bring the Rashi. The Rashi says Ani Hashem in this case, or in the case of Lo Samad Adam Riecha. And lo se leich b'mecha, by the way, also. How does Lashon Hara usually happen? Hopefully.
I mean, not in front of a ton of
people. Yeah, not in front of a lot of people, so, I hope. Right. You should be a little embarrassed. You're going to do it at the table, hopefully. But hopefully it's like one person, whatever. Like, just you and another person, bad enough. Ani Hashem, I'm listening. Right? Lo samad adam riecha could totally happen. You and the person who's struggling.
Right.
And you don't jump, that person's struggling in the water. You don't jump in.
Because the different shayla,
do you have to necessarily? It's a whole different shayla. Right. How far do I have to sacrifice myself to save somebody? It's something else. If you think you don't know how to swim, you shouldn't jump. Fine. But the point is being, it's something that could be private in nature, right?
Limited then to something private in nature when he ends with Ani Hashem?
Is it always?
No, because we just said low time.
We'd have to look at every time it says Ani Hashem.
Low time
would also not
be a private thing.
Right. But the question is, why do you need Ani Hashem?
You could also see if you were horrible to your neighbor. You could also see if somebody's disgusting to their neighbor, right? It doesn't always have to be private either.
So let's see what the Ani Hashem is. That's what we're here to do. Okay. Rashi doesn't say what Ani Hashem is on Pasuk Yod Ches. I'm pretty sure, because if he would have, I would have brought it for you. I think I checked. He doesn't say. Right. So it could be because he just said it.
Yeah.
Right? Rashi just told us. I should have brought it from the other one. But the point is, yes, until now, Ani Hashem, at least in Pasuk Yud Tazayin, is Ani Hashem, I can pay you back positive, I can pay you back negative. The implication being, you might think, lest you think you can get away with it, Ani Hashem. That's what it sounds like. Yes?
It's a negative connotation.
Lest you think you can get away with it, or that I won't know if you do the right thing, I will know either way. And I will take care of you either way. That's what Hashem is saying. So the question is why specifically in this case? But I would argue, because some of these things are, you could argue, more private. So there you say, so now go to our pasuk. Lo sikom lo sitoras b'nei amecha, right? Don't take vengeance on somebody. So there's different definitions. Lo sikom lo sitor. Person says, somebody said, can I borrow your pencil? And you say, no. And then tomorrow you say, hey, can I borrow your pencil? He says, well, because you didn't let me borrow your pencil, I can't borrow your pencil. You can't borrow my pencil. So that's revenge, right? That's nekama. Right. Lo sitor is a little different. It is, I don't remember exactly the difference.
Isn't it just the grudge without the acting?
I think so. It's just a feeling. But I think
I'm gonna
you
let
do.
You borrow my pencil, even though you didn't let me borrow.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Right. So then, when I do it and I dig you for it, so I still hold a grudge, but I let you. But I let you know why. Good. Thank you very much. Yes, that's correct.
I think these are all things. If you do them the right way, nobody knows that you're doing them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So right. The best v'yahavrecha kamocha.
Right.
And might be anonymous.
That's difficult. Like the concept of calling out money in shul. Like, okay, it's a good in that it encourages other people to give. Giving anonymously doesn't encourage anyone else. The same way, you know, I know something bad about you, I'm thinking it, but I'm not going to say it here, or I'm just not going to respond, or I'm not.
Right.
And no, and you really want to say, you know what, I'm really a good person. I didn't do this, and I didn't do that. Or I did do this, and I did do that. But Hashem knows all these things, and that's the ultimate reward.
Right. Right, correct. When I was a kid, we used to go somewhere for Shabbos, for Yontif, where we had relatives. And they used to, I didn't have this in my shul growing up, so we didn't have like a Yisker appeal. We didn't like do that. And so I went, or they used to put down a tab or something and put an envelope and hand it in. And like we'd like, you know, and but in this shul, they would like walk up and say, so it's always like the gabbai or the president or whatever who was like, Rosenbaum's $100, thank you very much. And then it would be like, the Shmuel Birnbaum. You know, $1,800, and he'd go, "Thank you very much." So we used to joke, and it was probably like by accident he would say that. But when we were like kids in the house, someone would do something, he'd be like, "Thank you very much," and someone would do something better, he'd be like, "Thank you very much." You know, so sorry, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. But anyways, fine. So let's take a good. So I think what we're seeing is that the Ani Hashem is already like. There's something to this. Like, Hashem knows, Hashem's going to take care of me either way, and there's some reason why I want this to be known. Okay? I could ask you a kasha, though. Let's assume for a second, what do we think generally what after v'yachad kamocha means, in general, like, generally?
Treat somebody else or you'd like to
treat. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Okay? Well, we're going to see a story in a second, right? So, like, you might have argued, Ani Hashem, like, that's why you're doing it? Because then, yeah, like, you could have argued, that's like chaval. I should just do it. I shouldn't need the Ani Hashem. I should do it because it's the right thing to do. It's the right way to be. Right type of person to be, right? So I want to see, let's take a look now and see how the Rishonim and Achronim kind of deal with this piece. Like, why the Ani Hashem a little bit? Okay, let's see what we get. Take a look at Or HaChaim HaKadosh. A few interesting things, and what I really want to show you is the Rosh Shwab, which I didn't put at the end, just in case we don't get it. So, okay, so the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes the following. Razal Amru Nekima Hu. Oh, see? It's right here. Here it is. Sorry. What is Nekima? Hu She'osa Lo Kamaseh Ra. You do to him the thing that he did, right? Like, you don't give the pencil. Netira Shalo Yamar Lo Lo Eseh Lecha Kamasecha. Just like you said. Right? Netira is you actually do the right thing and say, ha, I'm not like you. Ukafi said, "No, but I just want. I just have to say,
it's
so nice." I just want to say,
yeah.
If you, the Torah is so, Hashem doesn't need my haskama. Like, that is what it means to be a human being. A human being is to be like, I do the right thing, and I don't, and I just swallow it, and I just do what's right. That's like, right? A person like that is like, wow, like what a person. And Yibam Hashem says, like, you can all be like that. Right? He gives us a mitzvah. Why? Because he thinks we can all do it. It's very beautiful. Just like Stam. It's very beautiful, right? Just do the right thing and walk away and be finished. And how good does that feel when you do it? It feels great when you do that, when you do the right thing that way, right? And Hashem says, and you can do that. And in fact, I'm giving you a mitzvah. You have to do it. That's the person I expect you to be. It's very nice. Sorry. Also, an aside, but not an aside. Ukafizeh. Nasantama kosev le mitzvah zu besmichos v'haftu v'echa kamocha. And so that's why this Isser of taking revenge or holding a grudge is connected to V'yafta Recha Kamocha. Perush. Ki Hashem chafed shetiya oev Recha Kamocha. Hashem wants you to be a person who loves your friend like yourself. We're going to have to see what that means. I can't love anyone like I love myself. In fact, you're not supposed to. Rabbi Kiva, the same Rabbi Kiva says, Zeklag al Devatar says, if you're in the desert and there's only one thing of water, you drink it, you and another person, chayecha kom, you're not supposed to treat someone like you can't. So let's see what that means exactly. But it means the way I would want to be treated by somebody else, right? Vimata omer lo kain, And if you say to him this, like, oh, I didn't do what you did, right? What do you show when you give the, I didn't do what you did, right? So you show that all along you've been holding that nasty feeling about him, right? And that's why it says Ani Hashem. Why? Perish. Aderech omim shebeemtzaut yichud halavavos mityached shmo yitbarach liyot shekineses Yisrael him anfei shem havaya baruchu. This is a different idea. Okay, this is like Kabbalistic. There's Or HaChaim HaKadosh. There's a Kabbalist. Okay, so I don't really know what this means. But you can understand a little bit, right? What do we say? Through the yichud levavos, right? Through the basically achdus, the joining of hearts of Jews, what happens when we have yichud levavos, mit yached shema? Hashem's name becomes unified. Okay? Liyosh, Knesset Yisrael, heim anfei shem havaya. Like, the different parts of the Jewish people are different parts of the name of Hashem. So when we come together, it's like putting the Shem Hashem in the right order and bringing the letters together. By the way, if you have a yud and a hey and a vav and a hey in different places on a page and they're not in a line, is that Shem Hashem?
No.
You have to put in Geniza, I have a yud here and a hey there. No, right? Only when it's lined up together in the right way becomes Shem Hashem. Now I have to put in Geniza, right? But that's the same idea. When we come together, so the Shem Hashem comes together. Dichsiv ki chelko chelik Hashem imamo. V'nichachim Hashem letzavot b'inyan hanhagas Yisrael ze al ze b'hadraga. But the point being, this is a totally different pshat. V'ahavta reyecha kamocha ani Hashem, because when you love each other and you care for each other and you don't hold grudges against each other, know what happens? My name becomes in line. Very beautiful. The world is how it's supposed to be. Hashem is almost like impacted by us doing that. It changes who we are and it changes the world by being people who care about each other. Connects to Shani Terrigan, talked a bunch of times over Shabbos about how it's Rus, right? It's the chesed actually that brings geula in the end, right? It's the chesed of Rus and Boaz to each other that leads to David HaMelech, which leads to Melech HaMashiach, right? It's not a learning and it's not a whatever, other these halacha and that halacha. We should do those also. But right, but it's actually the way we treat each other that brings the geula. Chavetz Chaim talks about this a lot in his sefer, right? That's what led to the last galus, and that's what's going to bring us back. So that's just like one idea, why the Ani Hashem. Okay, another idea. So we had one idea that we saw ourselves, we kind of came to as a group on our own, that Ani Hashem is Rashi's idea. I can pay you back either way. I'm watching. This is Ani Hashem, like on a much more almost elevated level, which is like, no, there's like something that happens in the world, right? In the world of, you know, pardes, whatever you want to call it, that like things change in a positive way for Hashem and Klal Yisrael when we treat each other that way. Okay, I'm going to skip the Kli Yaakov right now, just for time. And let's go to the Mayan Beis Shoeva. We don't really quote this so often. Maybe we quoted it before, but not so often. Oh, did I cover something up? One little piece of it is covered, came out funny, but okay. Let's take a look at the, let's just start from the beginning. I just see on the right side there, you see that's something that got covered up in the posting. It's okay. Levair Inyan. So the Mayim Beis Shoeva is Rav Shimon Schwab. Shimon Schwab was the Rav of the Breuer's community in Washington Heights. Like, in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, after World War II. He wrote a kina for the Holocaust, for the children of the Holocaust. He wrote the Holocaust kina that's in the Arch Kosider. It was written by Rav Schwab, but he had, you know, he was a posek and a Talmid Chacham and a Rav, and he wrote beautiful, beautiful sefer on the Parsha. Really beautiful. So he writes, Levair Inyan Amru, Levair Inyan, what's that? V'yatav Yecha Kamocha, Ani Hashem. So Amru Kan, Ani Hashem. Chazal say, I have to follow the ways of Hashem. It's a pasuk says, right? How can I follow Hashem? Meaning, how can I literally follow Hashem physically? Hashem is a fire that devours, right? So I can't actually connect myself to Hashem literally. So what does it mean? follow Hashem. Ela la halach acha midosav means to be like Hashem, his midos. Mahu malbeish harumim dichsiv afata helbeish harumim. Hashem clothed Adam and Chava, so we should clothe people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikar cholim. Hashem visited Avram Avinu. So afata bikar cholim, you should also visit the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim. Hashem came to comfort the mourner. So you also should go afata, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavar mesim. Hashem buries Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu. So afata kavar mesim. Everybody looks and loves to say that the Medr says the Torah tchilasa gemilas chasadim v'sofa gemilas chasadim, that the Torah starts with Hashem giving clothing to Adam and Chava and it ends with Hashem burying Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so whatever, if the Torah, whatever a book begins and ends with something, it tells you that everything in the middle is also chesed, right? Fine. Anyways, shvinei ena kavana shebachol devarim tzrichim liyidamol lidarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean you have to be like Hashem in every way. Hashem gets jealous and takes revenge and gets angry, right? Right? So afata, no, we don't. That we shouldn't do. Only Hashem can do that. Hashem brings people back to life. Afata, that's not true, obviously. Ela she'inyan hadevek bedrachav zehu giloi al chiyuvei ha'asiya hamutalim al ha'adam kidei she'kai mitzvah aseh shavihat rech kamocha k'tikuna. Right? And I'm missing the last piece here. But he basically, his point is that it means to love another person means to take care of them. Right? In the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of people. That's what he means to say. So Ani Hashem, you should do it in the same way that I care for the needs of other people. So you too should do the same thing. That's one pshat. So Ani Hashem, just like I do, so you should also do that. Fine. But he wants to say a different pshat. And this is really interesting. Od Yesh Lomar, where it's the star on the left side. Od Yesh Lomar. The Issa b'Shabbos Lamanav, this Gemara in Shabbos, it tells a story. You probably heard the story before. Ma'isa b'Nachri Echad, who goes to Rabbi, he goes to Beis Shammai and to Beis Hillel, and to Shammai and Hillel, and he says to them, "Gairani Amanas, that you're teaching the whole Torah, give me, convert me on the condition you teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot." What does Beis Shammai say?
Get out of here.
What does Beis Hillel say? So Hillel says to him, that which, he doesn't say, he says, that which your friend hates, don't do that. That you hate, don't do that to your friend. Okay? So, Ubalifne Hillel, Gairei. But Hillel said, okay, I'll convert you. And he says, that which makes your friend upset, don't do that to him. And he says, the rest is a perush, the rest is explanation, zil gamor, go learn it. That's what Hillel says to him. Okay? So Amarlo, see, I have here. So Amarlo, Hillel Gairei, Amarlo, the Alach Sane, that which you don't like, Lechaver Chalosav, don't do it to your friend, Zuhi Kola Torah Kula, this is the whole Torah, Ve'idich Perusha, and the rest is just commentary. Zil Gemor. By the way, this also lends credence to that same idea. Torah begins with Chesed, ends with Chesed, the middle is also Chesed. Fine. Okay. Ve'habirhu, what does it mean? What is Hillel telling this guy? Ki mitzvah ve'hafta recha kamocha, hi mida tova. It's a beautiful mida. Asher ha'secha mechaiva. But I could have told, if you would have asked me, should you be nice to people? The answer is, of course. Everyone knows that. The Torah doesn't need to tell me to be nice. V'yinoheges eitzel kol amin anoshi. All normal people know that that's the right thing to do. Again, the fact that people don't act nice and scam each other and do horrible things, everybody knows deep down the right thing to do is to be nice. Everyone knows that. But there are different reasons why a person might be nice or show ahava to another person. Some do it because they want to be nice. They want to be kind. And some people won't hurt someone else. I don't punch someone else in the arm. Why?
You don't want them to punch.
I'm going to punch me in the arm. I'm not dumb. Right? I don't hurt people because if I hurt them, they're going to hurt me back. Or I'm smart. If I'm nice to people, what might happen? They might be nice to me back. Right? By the way, in different levels of shalol lishma. Right? Like, I'm really looking for like something back mamish. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just, I have social skills. And I know that like the right way to be in the world is to be kind and thoughtful. Because if you're kind and thoughtful, you're probably going to do better in life. Right? Go into work and like offer to help. It's probably going to work out well for you. Right? But that's not the same thing as being like totally altruistic. I'm doing it because I know that there's nothing for me to gain. Okay. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't. That's like it's still a nice high level. You should do it. Hakiyam asher shorasho rak b'avanas haseichel. But if I'm doing it just because it makes sense to me, lo yiskayem kiateid bayimot, it's not gonna stand up and it can fall over. This idea. Why? There could be a scenario where none of those scenarios are relevant. Kigon, b'gibor, shelo yifachin min nikmas hachadosh. Let's say I'm super strong. I'm the strongest person I know. If I punch somebody else, they're not going to punch me because it's not going to hurt me and I can punch them back. So I don't care. Right? So what about, so that my reason for not hurting someone is because they're going to hurt me. Well, I can hurt you worse. So I'm not worried about it. Right? So what are you going to do then? Right? Are you still not going to hurt people? Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, she'en le'el yado la'tiv lo b'chazara. Or what about somebody, if I want to help people because I think they're going to help me out, well, what if it's a person who I know will never help me out? There's nothing that you're ever going to be able to do to help me. Right? Ubihi batel hasibah. And that's many reasons, right? A person who doesn't have a lot. Right? A person who passes away. A person, right? There's all kinds of, right? Or just someone who does not have a place to help you. Right? And then you go ahead and you help. So that's a different level, right? Ubihi batel hasibah. Now when that's gone, now I don't feel the need to do anything because I only do things when I get something. We are Jews. We believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything and He created every human being the same. Not that He made us the same, but He equally created each and every, none of us were created any more or less by Hashem. We're all equally created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'lachein tzivanu v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. And therefore Hashem says, love each other. By the way, just read that out for 1 second. Ani Hashem. V'ahavta re'echa kamocha, ani Hashem, meaning love each other because, not because I said so. How would you read it now? Well, he say one more thing in a second. At this point, how would you read it? According to the Schwab. And yes, Hashem is what?
It should come naturally to you.
Okay.
I created you.
That's how
all.
I made you.
Yeah.
Okay. Or?
Because I love all of you.
Because I love all of you.
Equally.
Or you think you're better because you're a Tzelem Elokim?
Everyone's
They're also Tzelem Elokim.
I've created you all.
We have the same value. Because we're all Tzelem Elokim. So love the other person and treat them how you'd want to be treated because you're not any better than they are. Ani Hashem. Take a look. Lachem pasach lo hilo b'zeh. So that's why Hillel begins. Sharei gam ha'nachri modeh ma'da alach sani l'chaver chalo savin. The person who's not Jewish, he agrees. Don't do something you don't want someone else to do to you. That's the golden rule. No, it's a different golden rule. Whatever. Right? But there's different things like that. Right? But there's a concept in the non-Jewish world who said they say this. Amnam, they say it because the Bible says it. Okay, fine. Fine, sorry. Okay. Amnam, b'mokum she'ein chashash she'igmilcha she'igmilcha re'ya. But in a moment when the person can't pay you back, v'hu nichnat achas yadcha l'gamri, or you have power over them. Lama tischayev la'avo, why should I love them? V'ateritz l'zehu, ani Hashem. The answer is because I'm God. Shebarasi l'kuchem, I created all of you. V'zeh ma'da alach sani l'chaver chalosavid. Right, that's what it means. If you don't want something done to you, don't do it to somebody else. Why? Because we're all the same.
I created you, but I created you in my image, which means you have all those capabilities.
You're not any more value than somebody else. You're stronger. You have more money. You have it. It doesn't matter. You're more social standing. You have. It doesn't make a difference.
All those things are because I gave them to you.
Ah, good. It's like Hashem gave us all. It's like we're in the back in a play. You know, and Hashem hands out all the costumes. And it's like, but right, it's true. And so you got that costume, and he got that costume, and she got that costume. Where'd it come from? All came from the same place, in the back. Right? In the back, we all just given to us, right? Amnam lahavines zos, tzrichim lahavines haperish. But if you want to understand it, for real, alach the sunny, lachaver chalosavid, you start from treat everyone equally. But if you really want to understand it, you need the perish. Va perish who? Ani Hashem. Ukiti lahavinas a perish ani Hashem zil gumur. Go learn. Tzarech ta lilmod es kol haTorah lokai mitzvaseh. Meaning, what he says to him is, be nice to each other. Right? That is a lot of the Torah.
That's the end point, and then you work towards.
Well, a lot of the Torah is that, and that he can understand. But he says, the rest is a perish, meaning don't, not because someone's going to help you or because they're stronger than you or because you have to learn that the reason is because I'm Yashem. And so he says to him, you want to know what the Torah is about? The Torah is about chesed. The Torah is about respecting each other people and understanding that, right? But if you really know what it's about, it's really about recognizing that you have a job and he has a job and she has a job and the job all came from the Ribono Shel Olam. And if we recognize that, where we all come from, then everything else goes much, then we do it no matter what. Not just because we have something to gain. Then we've changed our perspective. And I think it's like so beautiful because what it does to us is to say like, when you take that perspective of the reason Hashem wants me to treat somebody else the same as me, not, again, can't be the same. I'm not gonna do the same for someone as I would do for myself. Every person loves themselves the most. That's part of what it means to be a human being, is you take care for yourself first, to put on your mask first before you help the person next to you, right? You have to do that. But it's not a negation of self entirely, it can't be. But the idea of having regard and worrying about the needs of other people equally, no matter who they are, and that's the point. The really point is no matter who they are, comes from emuna. It comes from a knowledge that we all come from the same place and it's all given to us by Hashem. And so there's no reason for me to feel stronger or have more money or more social standing or more this or the family connections, or whatever the examples are. It doesn't matter. That person who's like all by themselves and just has nothing and you help them because it's just the right thing to do. So again, it could be for these other reasons also. It's okay. Like sometimes we do things, we can't always in every moment do things for like the ultimate reason. But it's in the moments when all the other reasons fall away and we still do it. We hold ourselves to the same standard no matter who it is. I always think about this when I get a knock. There's a knock on the door that is not the same as when someone from the neighborhood knocks on the door. First of all, they usually ring the bell. But the knock when it's a mashulach, someone coming to collect money, is a very, very loud knock usually. And it shocks me usually. And like, and I have to like, and I don't always do a good job. And I have to like take a deep breath and like put on a smile.
It's always not good. It's always hard.
I'm about to leave, and then like you know, and it's what it's always hard. It's always hard. There's only so much you can give, and they need and this, and you don't even know if you believe what the guy's telling you. There's a whole lot of pieces to this, right? It's very difficult. So I'm not. That doesn't mean you have to give them the same amount of money you'd want them to give you, right? But it means that I should treat them with the same level of respect I don't want to be treated with. Come on in, have a seat. Nice to see you. Okay. That's really, don't get me wrong, it's really hard. It's one of my biggest nisyonos in like, being on the chavero, is those moments. Because like, if my kids are in the house, I don't know, it's like a hard thing.
Don't you have to have a tu'uda?
Yes, but even if they do.
They're
going to but they don't always have one.
And then a lot of them don't. Right. And, they're from far away.
And they show me from my Rebbe. You're in this chair, right? Yes. Oh, so your Rebbe gave you, whatever. You can call him. He'll tell you. Or, by the way, I'll tell you like the worst. They come and they finish, and then there's another knock, and they were really here together, and they came one after the other. Okay, that might be a lack of benam chavero from them, but how do I, like, and maybe I'll say someone's give mustard, and I say please don't do that again. If you're here together, then come in together. That's like a. But how do I do it?
Like a scam.
Right. But how do I do it? It's another Jew staying in front of me. It's hard, right? It's a hard moment when that happens. And like, how do I, and if I know Ani Hashem, this person also has things and stuff and hard things and who knows what. The fact that they're doing this even means that there's who knows what in their life, right? That I believe or don't believe. Whatever I believe or don't believe, there's something going on, right? That's sad. And like, it's a hard thing to do. And we all have it in our own ways with different people in our lives who we just like, you know, and like the other things don't apply. They're never gonna do anything nice back, right? They don't help, they don't, whatever the example is. And when we're able to like just be a mensch and talk nicely and be respectful, it doesn't mean get trampled and give and become a shmata. You have to be careful, you have to protect yourself also. But it's like, to me, it's like the posture of Yahatzer Echa Kamocha. The posture is one of, I care for you, I respect you, and I treat you like a mensch, which is sometimes really, really hard to do. And so what Schwab, I think, is so like beautifully pointing out is that last piece is, okay, but if we're all Achelik Elokamim Ma'al. We're all a piece of the Ribbono Shalom, and we all have that inside of us. Okay, so then I can find myself the place to strengthen myself and then open the door. Strengthen myself and then say, sure, you can have another that I don't want to give you. Okay, let's take a look at Rav Hirsch and the Rav. Let's see how far we get. Rav Hirsch sort of says this same idea. He writes, V'atrech kamocha ani Hashem. This is the maxim. Sorry, am I right?
Yeah.
Yes? Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Yep. This is the maxim that must guide all of our social behavior in thought, word, and deed. The noblest of our feelings towards God and man is ahava. Ahava means both giving oneself up to another and drawing the other close to oneself. Both together constitute love. Ohav and hava and aleph. The opposite is sinna. Now, it does not say here, v'ahavta es re'echa kamocha. As scripture puts it everywhere else. That would entail loving the personality of the other person as we love ourselves, a requirement that would be impossible to fulfill. For the duty of love, good, I'm glad he said, I'm glad I'm reading this. The duty of love that is under discussion here is incumbent upon us in regard to all our fellow men. Yet love that relates to the personality of another depends on conditions, exists only seldom. I don't like everybody the same. That's not true. You have people you're closer to and not closer to. That's a normal thing. You have a personality. Such love is based on harmony and affinity between the souls. Qualities found in few relationships. David found an intimate friend in Yonatan. And of the love between them, it said, V'nefesh Yonatan nikshara b'nefesh David v'yehavehu Yonatan kenafsho. He loved him, right? What is said here, but that's not v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. That's v'hafta es reacha. Actual love. What is said here is v'ahavta l'reacha. The term l'reacha, to your neighbor, refers not to the personality of the other, but to everything that pertains to his personality, all the circumstances that determine his position in life, for better or worse. To these we are to direct our love. We are to seek his welfare, just as we seek our own welfare. We are to rejoice in his happiness as though it were our own, grieve over his sorrow as though it were our own, assist eagerly in advancing his welfare as though it was our own, and keep trouble away from him as though we ourselves were threatened. So l'reacha is something that I do. It's the way it's my posture towards that person, right? Rather than the point is whether you like them or not, whether you feel a closeness or not. This is a requirement that we can fulfill even in connection with a person with whom we have no affinity. For this requirement of love has nothing to do with the personality of the other. It is not based on any of his qualities. Its basis rather is ani Hashem, right? It's really the same idea. In the name of God, this duty is assigned to us in regard to all our fellow men. For it is he who has given all men the mission to become reim one with the other. It's a little different, maybe. Let's see, we can say what we think. Every person should find in his neighbor a mir'eh. Your neighbor should further your welfare, and your neighbor's well-being should be as your well-being. No one may fear another's success or hope to prosper from his failure. No one may rejoice in his own success as long as his neighbor fails at his side. So if you have to l'reyacha, this is an important point. I think the Ramban says this also, is that it's my posture towards how I treat the other person. Not that I actually like feel love. You can't feel for love for everybody in the same way. But his point is, so how is he saying Ani Hashem? Because Hashem asks us to, sort of. It's Hashem who has given all men the mission to become at reign with one another. It's a little different than the Rishwab, I think. It's sort of like, someone said before, like, because I said so. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, because we're all one family. Why do I have to be nice to my sister? Because she's your sister. Right? That's it. That's why. Finished. Right? And like, again, doesn't mean I have to, what we do is like, right, we've got kids, like we love all our children, we don't always,
well, you don't treat them
the same. All the time. Right? Not all the time. Right? But we love them all, right? But here the point is you don't have to be obsessed with your connection and closeness, da, 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 but you have to have a certain posture and regard because this is your family, meaning all of us. So Ani Hashem, in this case, a little different, is like, because that's who I want, that's, because I'm asking you to, right? So that's what Hashem says. One last point. We'll skip the Rav for now. You can look at the Rav later if you want. Take a look at the Aznam Torah. Such a beautiful idea. I love this. I heard this before from him. But usually I just bump into those amateurs when I'm preparing this year. But this one I hadn't seen before. He writes the following, because this is different. This is the opposite, right? The sinna. He says, "Besinna shebalev akasim medaber," right? Lo sisna esachicha bilvavecha, in your heart. Ulefize hayaroy lomar, lo sisna bilvavecha esachicha. It should say, do not hate in your heart your brother. That's the proper Hebrew grammar. Lo sisna bilvavecha esachicha. Do not hate in your heart. You wouldn't say it in English that way.
Right.
But that's how you say it in Hebrew. Lo sisna bilvavecha esachicha. That's what you should say. Ubederech tzchot, he says. It's like a drush. Efshel lefaresh, he says a chassidish of Torah. Lo sisna, don't hate. Et hamid chara becha bechachma uve mischa, someone who's bugging you in whatever area, don't hate them. Sheyesh lecha tamid agmes nefesh bimenu. He always makes it crazy. Lo sisna, that person who makes you crazy, don't hate them. Sharei hu achicha bilvavecha. He's your brother or sister in your heart. Vim tivdok beimke lavavcha. If you check your deep recesses of your heart, vitasir mitocho esakin. You take away your jealousy. Sina shekanenu bo a love. Tira shehu achicha bemitzvos v'shoef al osa matara. At the end of the day, he or she is looking for the same thing you're looking for. Just want to be cared about, and they just want people to like them. And right, everybody just wants to be liked. Usually, most people just want to be seen and heard. Right, most of the time. And that person really bugs you. If you really, really, right, and this is usually true to a certain extent, right? If you really get to know somebody, something you like have seen and you've like, they find them kind of annoying, and you have an opportunity sometimes to break that facade, you break down and have like an actual conversation with them, and you get to understand them a little bit, what ends up happening? What's that movie called? The Breakfast Club?
Okay.
Yes, The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
The bunch of kids were in detention together.
Yes.
Like a bunch of like, you know, like cool kids and like the weirdo kids and the goth kids
and the rich kid
and they're all in the, right, and they're all in detention together. Yes, yeah, yeah, right. Breakfast. Yeah. So yeah, so they're
so they
I was little. You guys are older, but you guys want
to
talk about? Yes,
my parents were so strict.
They did not let
us.
You should see it.
I didn't watch
it
either until I was much older.
Yep, that was on my list, so I never,
okay,
I never
fine.
Saw it because I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Good. So yeah. So if you haven't seen it, it's, I think it's a clean movie, right? It's totally clean movie.
It probably
totally
is.
If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But that movie is the epitome of Lahavdil, this idea. Once you sit in a room with somebody and you're stuck with them for a few hours and you schmooze and you talk, again, not fake. When you talk fake, it doesn't work. But when you talk for real and you get to know the person for real, you find like most of the time, I would say 90%, 8% of the time, you get to know somebody for real, you're like, oh, that's so bad. They're just kind of like me. Like, they also like have insecurities and they have things and they've been through stuff and they, you know, they're just trying to like figure out life, just like I am, you know, just in different ways, right? And that's, so lo sisna, don't hate, ki achilcha bevavecha, because if you look carefully and you really would know them in the depths of their heart and your heart,
just like you.
Just like you. Just like you. They're trying to find something and they don't know how. And you also don't always know how, and you can find a way. So this is different avenues to the l'reacha. I don't have to love people like I love myself. But what Hashem is asking us is to find a place for ourselves to recognize that in the end of the day, we're kind of all the same. We're kind of all the same. And if we can peel it all back, I like that mashal with the play. I'm going to use that again. We're all backstage, and Hashem just hands us different clothes, right? And you're going to be this one, you're going to be that one, and that's what Hashem chose for us. And so He chose me for this and you for that, and you know, for the good and for the bad.
That's how He created us.
That's how He made us. We're all the same, right? And He just chose, we just have different trappings. And if you can recognize Ki Ani Hashem, that really we all come from the same place, and He wants us to take care of each other. And Ki Achicha Bilvavecha, you recognize that? It's not going to solve all our problems, but maybe it can allow us to take a deep breath and to be a little more understanding and a little slower to judge and a little bit place to find a little more respect and kindness for somebody else, which is apparently Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's pretty good. All right, have a great day, guys.
Beautiful.